Greetings, citizens of Earth. You are barking a happy tune with my pal Smurf of Smurf and the Magic Tones on 5280 Geek.
From the Figgis Studios, it is 5280 Geek Weekend Geek Update. Sorry, I'm still working on trying to find a happy medium on how to introduce the studio.
I didn't say anything.
You shook your head in despair.
Did not.
You did.
It's alive.
This one was written about me.
Oh, is it cats? God. I bet it's cats.
It is cats.
It's not cats.
No?
No, it says, can't you get along with anybody?
It's a lot of voodoo dolls.
It is a lot of voodoo dolls. They're here for your souls. Smurf here, and my table of companions, Private Cheeseburger, Double A Ron.
That's me.
Sir Toucher of Butts Tow.
I ate three slices of pizza.
Only?
Yeah.
Only. I mean, I can't have the mushroom one, so the only one I could really have is the meat one. So.
And pumpkin spice special guest Red.
That's just my Halloween costume.
I know it is.
You're going as pumpkin spice?
Yeah.
Like one of the Spice Girls, pumpkin
exactly.
spice? That's
hilarious. Oh,
exactly.
She clever. Explained the costume theory to me. Actually, it's pretty brilliant.
I like that.
Oh, I'm going to go as Ginger Spice's cheap replacement.
Scary spice.
Oh, this candle smells like Fireball. Well, some of us, Karen, who aren't alcoholics, call that cinnamon.
Damn it, Karen. We are proudly sponsored by...
Probably.
No, I like probably better. That's more accurate.
Probably sponsored by Rocky Mountain Con, which will be visiting the convention center close to you. Actually, may not be close to you at all.
It's close to me. In November.
Keep an eye on our page.
That's in November?
Yeah. It's the last con of the year for us, actually.
Yeah, it's like Halloween, Rocky Mountain Con. That's what you do.
Perfect.
Mm. Like, you should still be in a sugar coma when you walk into Rocky Mountain Con.
I'm fucking ready.
Well, I'll be on my diabetic high. It'll be great.
Yeah. We will also have a special quest laid out for you for this Rocky Mountain Con that we will be unveiling in the weeks to come.
Yeah, please don't promote that until I have hammered out all the details.
A conquest. Get it?
God, now I have to off myself.
I thought that was clever.
Oh, it is clever. I wasn't expecting that, so I missed it.
It was clever, but I still went off myself.
The face says it all.
Sorry. I feel bad.
So look forward to a conquest.
look forward to a conquest.
I feel bad for underestimating you.
Thank you. Yeah, as you roll your eyes.
Not rolling my eyes, I'm just fighting the indigestion.
No, I'm proud. That's fantastic.
I want more pizza.
Oh, Bloodmaster is proud at you.
I told you I'd be Tao the Destroyer of pizza.
You would be. Actually, I was thinking about Aaron the other day because I finished watching Carnival Row.
What are you saying?
I had a pun because that chick got totally pucked.
That's good.
She got pucked and pucked hard.
Pucked several times.
According to
the context of the show.
God, I gotta walk that one off.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So did she.
She did.
If it's all horse, goat thing halfway down, she probably did too.
Yeah, she needed to do a couple laps.
Oof.
I was laughing. That was comic gold and no one was there to share it with. And
I was
going to
say.
Crickets.
I officially have decided that's all that show is good for. I just can't.
You know what? And I watched it all the way through. It's only like 7 episodes.
Yeah, it's not long.
It's not long. It's very heavy.
Yeah, there's a lot that like I had to go back and watch an episode because I was like, I don't know what's going on. I need to watch this again.
And to be honest with you, I was more interested in the war with the pack and the cutscene back for episode 3.
Yeah.
Which explains a lot of the history. And I liked that episode probably the most out of the entire series.
Yeah, because it gives you more like context to the world you're actually seeing. Other than just, we don't like the magical folk.
We don't like the magic folk. There is an uncomfortable focus on butts. Not only it's Orlando really... Bloom's, but everyone's.
There's just a lot of butt crack.
There is a lot of butt crack.
Oh, my God.
There's a whole lot of crack going on.
It's like being in the ghetto.
It's like a black hole I can't look away from.
Crack Row.
Yeah, Crack Row.
Yeah, Crack Row is now the new title of that show. I approve this joke, yes.
I'd still watch that show.
Yeah, I would watch that show.
But that show was better than The Prodigal Son. That was a big fucking letdown.
Prodigal Son was a huge letdown.
You guys are telling me it's bad. I had no interest in watching it. It's just...
Well, yeah. I think Michael Sheen is just so talented, and he is, because the two scenes that he's in less than 5% of the show, and every time he's on camera, you're just like, oh, I will forgive all the problems of this show, and then they cut away, and he's not in the scene anymore, and you're just like, oh my God, this is worse than Bright.
They start at him with, there's really nowhere for the character, Thomas Paine's character, to go.
Mm-hmm.
There's literally nowhere for him to go because
they jumped the shark in the first 10 minutes.
Yeah, and I'm looking at this going, what the hell?
It went from zero to, I'm going to cut your hand off.
Oh my God.
And he goes in there and he wields this axe, it's like he is right fresh off of the Walking Dead set. Because he just wields
he's got the axe. Like, well, and that's the thing. Like, seeing the trailers and even, like, reading the synopsis, because I forgot what it was about. It just sounds like a less fun version of, like, Psych, where it's like he's just using
much less
psychology to solve crimes.
So there's so many plot holes. Like, if you've watched any crime drama besides this, even a crappy crime drama like Murder, She Wrote.
Oh, I love Murder, She Wrote.
I do too. But you know that that's not how law enforcement operates.
Mm-hmm. Even Law and Order gets a little bit closer. Yeah. A little bit. It's still not great.
Law and Order's pretty damn close.
Yeah. Actually, you know, even watching Diagnosis Murder,
More. Yeah, like there's just so many things where you're just like, that's not how law enforcement operates.
Or like Castle or any of those.
You know, even Castle was more on point.
Yeah,
than,
and that was the
this.
Thing. Is
they
like
go
you're
from,
still like,
they go from, we found a body. Well, you have a serial killer. You have one body.
Yeah. Yeah, if you had multiple bodies, understandable.
And they're like, no, you have a serial killer. Well, we have to leave the FBI out of this. Like, okay, if you have a serial killer, if you've confirmed you have a serial killer, the FBI is involved.
They're the first person you call.
Like that's
it's SOP.
I've seen Mindhunter.
Mindhunter was brilliant.
That's a great show. I can't wait for the next season.
That show, oh, man. Like, that show, oh, I love that show in an inappropriate way.
I just finished the second season here.
Yeah.
That's so good.
So right? It is.
I want another one.
It's
give
a huge,
more.
It's and a huge letdown.
So, yeah, especially if you've watched Mindhunter. Like, if you're
we have a serial killer. Well, don't call the FBI. Don't do that. Like, fucking, what do you mean?
But they have such great talent. They have Tom Paine, who we love.
Yep.
For more than just eye candy.
Yep.
Don't see his butt crack at all. And it's fine. That's fine. It's still,
and there's opportunity for butt crack.
But there's no butt crack?
There's no butt crack.
Disappointing.
Sipowicz was just like,
zero
God
out of 10.
If that was
that
me,
show.
That was my
0 out of 10. Lou Diamond Phillips. Love Lou Diamond Phillips.
What is this cast? And why is the show bad?
The writing is
there's
atrocious.
There's no writing.
Yeah. See, that ruins a lot of things. It's ruined a lot of things recently where it's like, we have great actors, you have a good cast, you have a good director.
You even have a good premise.
Yeah.
But when,
it sounds interesting.
But as an actor, when do you get to step in and go, this is bullshit?
Right.
Well, if you're, what's his name from Fight Club, not Brad Pitt.
Edward Norton?
Edward Norton. He tells people what he's doing and he does it.
Yeah.
He's the only one I know that's like, we're just going to do this.
Him and Kevin Spacey.
Guys, I'm not stoned enough to act my way through this bullshit.
Oh my God.
Now the one that actually that I had questions about, which proved probably be the most solid choice of shows this week, was Stumptown.
Stumptown,
which
was
the fuck is Stumptown?
Colby Smulders is in that, and she is brilliant.
I'm going to look up Stumptown.
It's everything it promised and more. It promised to be an action, like an action movie,
action drama
for TV. And it's basically kind of like what Castle should have been, but without the camp.
Okay.
So Private Eye in Portland and does things her own style. And things go from 0 to 60 really stupidly fast, but in a delightful... Yeah, I see how we got there. How do we get out of here?
Well,
okay, all right.
And she's from Afghanistan. She suffers from PTSD.
Well, no,
she's a train wreck.
She served in Afghanistan. Yes.
She looked a little white, but
let's go over prepositions.
She's a train wreck.
She's only from Afghanistan.
She's a train wreck. She's got gambling addiction. She's got casino debts.
Hell yeah.
Relatable
and
character.
Alcoholism.
Definitely relatable character.
Obviously. And PTSD, so obviously a lot of these things.
All the tropes, but
like,
in a good
way. But
like
the opening scene is her being locked in her own trunk with two guys cruising in her car and her breaking out and taking both of them down. Like,
oh, shit.
And they cut away from her. This is not a spoiler. This is literally the first
this is the
three minutes.
Scenes.
of she's got one that she's kicked in the teeth in the passenger seat. She's got the driver by the seatbelt, which she's literally driving like a horse, and they drive through a construction scene and she's like, ah, and they're driving up and they're all just like midair. And it goes 3 days earlier. And that's where we start. And we're just like,
That's almost Deadpool opening quality.
It's very
that's the similar
very
opening.
Deadpool.
That's fantastic.
It's PG-13 Deadpool, but with no disappointments.
All set to Barry Manilow. All set to Barry Manilow.
See, there you go.
It's so well done.
Take note, Deadpool 3 writers. Yes. This is how we do it, because you know it's going to be PG-13.
Oh, no.
No, it's going to stay R.
No,
they're not going to come back on that
one. Deadpool was rated R for a reason. I'm just saying, if you were able to successfully do a Deadpool at PG-13.
That's fantastic. I'm going to have to watch it.
So that one, that was a great mouthwash after Prodigal Son, I'll tell you right now.
Was it on ABC? I'm going to have to watch it.
Yeah,
it is on ABC.
It's on regular cable. You don't even need a fancy channel.
Weird.
The other,
not what I would have thought.
Actually, not a surprise hit. What? Masked Singer.
Oh, Masked Singer.
Fox.
Oh man, I'm not happy with the new format they're doing right now. Mm. I don't know if it's because they're doing like what MasterChef did, where they have to like do everything they basically do two episodes in 1 week.
Well,
so they did both sides of the bracket, and so you have this 2 hour finale.
No, there's still other costumes to come.
Then they're just trimming too much in one
season. I think what they tried to do for a 2 hour premiere is try to throw as much in, and then they're going to dice it up for the next round.
We don't need
next
as much in. Like, guys, we're in. You don't have to convince us
Listen,
to show up.
We're already at season two. Just I'm here.
Yeah.
Just give me.
Do the same thing again. Don't change things.
The face off that they have set up is
very RuPaul.
It's very weird.
The way you said that made it sound like a problem. I kind of like the face off, but.
Well, then they have like the mic come down, and you got Nick
Cannon. Oh my! Let's get ready to rumble.
That's all I could think of.
That's copyright.
Yes, nobody can
do
it.
That.
It hit Nick Cannon in the head
on the second drop.
That's pretty fucking funny. Whether it was on purpose or not, like that's still funny.
It was definitely not on purpose.
The costumes are outrageous. I'm absolutely in love with everything they've done costume choice wise.
I haven't watched it yet, but I did see pictures and I approve. Like
they're so
I like that they're kind
good.
Of like, okay, so we're going to take all the weird ones that we did the first season and just amp it up to 10.
They really don't like the food guys.
They don't like the
food
guys.
They off both food characters right off the bat.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. But to be fair, I mean, I wasn't like totally sold on Egg.
Okay, Egg versus Ladybug.
You just came in and had no idea what we're talking about. Yeah, Egg versus Ladybug. Yeah,
Ladybug did not have the chops to outdo Egg, is all I'm saying.
No.
I'm going to have to watch.
I'm
so happy it's on Hulu.
It's on Hulu.
So I was hanging out. It was Gulentine's Day. Hashtag Gulentine's Day.
Gulentine's Day.
Yesterday. And I was telling my friends who do not have my ghouls. Where are my ghouls at? I was telling my ghoul friends who haven't seen Masked Singer season one. They're like, I've heard of this. Like, I hear people talking, but I have no idea what it is. And I was like, okay. And my ghouls who had heard of it, and we're talking about like, oh man, when Monster came out and talking, you know, rehashing, and then like, did you get ice cream? And she's like, I got Egg, but I didn't get ice cream. And
somebody's gonna walk at me like, what the fuck
exactly.
are you talking about?
And I look at my other ghouls, and I was just like, soon you will have conversations like this too.
Yeah.
And you will. Yeah.
You seem
will
like a
like
crazy
this.
Person. Like, can you believe B like beat out beer like deer last night?
Of
like,
course.
What the fuck happened?
Of course, B's a rock star, bitches.
What I love is the fact that we started this trend, and then Fox 31, one of the local news shows, they follow up with like. Here's our outline.
I was going to say, they have
they're
like a bracket.
They
have like everything going. I appreciate that.
I'm like, you bastards.
Like, it's on there. It's on Fox, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah,
it is
so
on
like
Fox.
I appreciate that they're taking the time to be like,
yeah.
It's probably a sponsored thing, but they got into
and here,
it.
Yeah,
I
here's our guesses.
That.
I was live tweeting during most of it until I had to pause. So then I fell behind, and I'm like, motherfuck. So I had to stop tweeting.
Yeah, because you can't look at that because people tell you.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So I'm like, I'm out. But if you want to follow me while live tweeting for The Masked Singer, Da Smurf on Geek.
I thought you're not 5280?
I'm not actually texting this off of 5280 Geek's Twitter, but we can.
Why wouldn't
I should
we?
Make a Twitter.
You should.
Yeah.
We can. I will put it on 5280 Geek's.
It's not taking.
Oh, my God.
I hear that.
Brilliant.
I'll let you guys know next week if it's there.
We will do it from 5280 Geek's Twitter, so follow it. It's simple. It's easy. 5280 Geek on Twitter.
We have a great time. It does not disappoint.
No.
I kind of feel like they did too much in one episode. It was like,
I think it's just for the premiere. The two hours.
Like,
is
there
a lot.
Was a moment where I was all like, "Guys, I love this show, and I'm always left wanting more." But I can't keep track of all the characters. There's a lot of insects.
You know,
there's a lot. There's a few foods, but they got rid of the foods right away. There's a lot of insects this season.
And Fox always does that one thing. It's the problem I had with the first season, which I'm sure it's the same thing, where 99% of it is talking, and then like that 1% is them actually singing.
All right.
And I don't like that. I'm like, can we just get back to the thing? Like,
Dr. Kim is actually pretty entertaining. Like, Alan Thicke is all right, and
isn't it Robin Thicke?
Robin Thicke, excuse me.
I was gonna say, it's the kid, right?
It is. Yes. He's fine.
He has funny things to say occasionally because he does.
Yeah, but not intentionally.
I was gonna say it's so unintentionally funny.
It's more like he's like, I'm involved.
Yeah, he's there.
And he's like, you're like. Wow.
And Jenny, is it still the same? Has that not changed?
That's not changed.
And Jenny McCarthy, now Wahlberg, she added Wahlberg to the end of her name.
Oh, she's actually taking the name.
She has taken the name. She's absolutely over the top. She's just nuts.
It's like she has a mirror of herself on her desk while she's doing this, and she's trying to like entertain herself.
And saying things she thinks is funny, but nobody else does.
Yeah, but always just like, ah! And you're just like,
I know people like that in real life where they're just like, ha-ha, and you're like,
my sister. Stop
trying. She doesn't listen to our podcast, right?
No, she doesn't. Don't worry. Yeah, I never gave her the name. It's fine.
You're like, never. She'll never Smart. Know.
No, she'll never know.
Dr. Ken is just, he's the perfect person for this show.
He is.
I wish they got more comedians on.
I freaking love that.
Well, they're going to do like the special guests again.
I don't like the special guests.
What's his name from Blackish? I saw him in the lineup for the trailer.
Oh, what's his name from Blackish? Yeah, I know who that is.
I
can't remember. He's like the dad, not the grandfather.
Yeah, like
but the
he
dad.
Like he can handle the names that he attempts.
Yeah. I butcher Ewan every freaking week.
Yeah.
Ewan?
Alan Thicke.
Ian McGregor.
Alan Thicke.
Hey, you know what? Just because I had the wrong.
He got the last
Michael
name.
Michael Caine.
Well, next you're going to
Michael Caine.
Michael Caine.
Not the right Michael. You got the name right. Just the wrong song. Person.
Yeah. Lafayette Sauvieres.
It's a Roan and Thou on your podcast here.
A Roan. Hey, you could be on MasterChef.
Yeah, thanks.
A-A-Ron?
Yeah,
Double A-Ron.
How dare you?
I mean, if he's going to pronounce it wrong, he might as well.
Coming up this week, you will see some new posts from myself as I attend New York Comic Con, in addition to a view from the foxhole, as Aaron will tackle the retro
game. Oh,
you're
committed now,
he said it.
Oh, yeah.
He said it out loud.
You're back now.
No.
Wait, what is it? It
means I have to do work. I'm going to, what is it, Vintage Con?
The Vintage Game Expo Con.
Vintage Gaming Expo Con.
It's in Loveland. It'll be happening this Saturday.
Yes. I will be taking pictures and posting a full report. And I'll probably be drunk the entire weekend.
He's like, I don't remember what the fuck.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, no, it's going to be perfect.
It's going to make more sense.
It'd be weirder if you weren't drunk.
VinCon 2019.
Exactly. October 5th. He's checking in as me, though, because it's under my name.
I will be Daniel Sharner.
Uh-huh. He will
Hopefully
be
they don't
Sharner.
Ask me for an ID.
They're not going
to
ask
Hopefully
me
they
for
don't
an
listen
ID.
To this podcast.
Yeah. Waka waka.
So they will be expecting me, and you will be me while I'm in New York.
Do they know who you are?
I don't think I've met
He's
this
kind
particularly
of a
people.
Big deal.
I mean, yes. Listen, because he
Damn.
Knows everybody. That's what
you
bothers
know,
me.
You're just mean tonight.
Shots fucking fire.
Right over the bow. Actually, fuck over the bow. It's like in my bow.
It's in your mask, bitch. But,
The sails
are coming down.
They may or may not know.
Clear the rigging.
May
so whenever I go
not.
Up, I'm going to be like, hey, I'm Daniel Sharner with 5280 Geek. They're going to be like, fucking no, you're not.
Done. And I'm going to bet you the people that are running the table for check-in, don't know me.
That's probably true.
It's but somebody's kid.
The volunteers. Yeah,
it's somebody's kid.
It's in Loveland.
It's a smaller con, yeah. too.
It'll be like that last DC event that I, the DCC event that I attended back when it was still DCC.
Yeah.
And I thought they were worth giving a shot, and we were there as a guest. And the attendance people, the people at check-in tried to chase us down and stop
us. Oh, my God, yeah.
What?
Oh, yeah.
We walked in there, and this woman came, like, from around the table. We're being led by one of DCC representatives to
the
event.
Yeah, right.
We're guests.
Right.
And this woman came over the table.
Yell at us and stop us because we hadn't checked in. It was all like...
Yeah, we don't.
Oh, really that was at the Halloween thing.
Yeah,
yeah
Halloween
I remember thing. That.
But it's like
yeah, you have a representative.
Kim was right
like,
in front
fuck?
Of us.
Yes. She's
like
all like,
scary, like
there
the
with
fuck?
Me,
yeah,
and we're just
no.
Following.
What was scary was like, me trying to get over no. Daniel to yeah. to give her a piece of her own medicine. That
yeah.
was what was Ooh. Scary.
Yeah, Kim was like, no. It's okay.
Daniel was all like, no.
I noticed we weren't invited back this year.
I was...
we don't even know yet.
I was...
Well, Colorado Captain got an invite.
That was our third
My feelings
event
are
that
hurt.
Day. Oh. I was tired. I was cranky. I was not in the mood to be yelled at.
I remember
were
that.
Were you about to rip out someone's throat?
Because
I would have
that was
this.
After... We did
oh,
something
I can out-yell any,
we did the,
any uptight gatekeeper.
Oh, shit. That's right. We did an
I would
entire
like to have,
parade.
Yeah. I was tired and cranky and was... Yeah. I will take no shit from, yeah. From some uptight gatekeeper at a DCC event.
No.
Oh, that bitch.
It's fair. I'm sorry. If I'm banned from all DC stuff for the things that I say on pop culture stuff, first of all... Oh... Poor me. Wouldn't go if you paid me. You uptight bitches.
I would. Pay me, please.
Pay me also. I need
you'll
money.
You
speak
paycheck.
For me. Pay me.
Yeah,
me
I don't speak for them, but I have. I'm good.
I still need a job, please. Give me money, Becky.
You're terrible people. Your music's bad, and you should feel bad. All right.
All right.
And you mistreat your volunteers and your guests and the people who pay you money. So, you know what? Fuck all y'all.
That's fair.
Speaking of fuck all y'all.
She's spilling all the tea right now.
I know. I'm going to have a cocktail.
Guess I'm
sure. Not enough tea.
Speaking.
Just. I got this.
Spill the tea.
Speaking of fuck all you, now there is joint custody of Spider-Man as Marvel and Disney and DC and
they had a
the
divorce.
Powers to be.
They had a divorce and they were fighting.
The only person they haven't they haven't talked to is me about this.
In news that surprises no one.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, joint custody, eh? So
joint custody. Marvel
is Sony
gets
the mother?
It. Sony gets
I think
it.
Marvel's the mom because, yeah. you know, Marvel birthed.
Yeah, okay, I guess mm-hmm. that makes sense.
And Sony's the
stepfather.
Yeah. Yes, there it is.
The hot stepmom.
Stanley's
from high school.
The dad.
Yeah.
No, you went to high school with this woman. She's the same age as the kid.
And she's an alcoholic. And
why won't you call me mom? We were in biology together, Susan.
Is this a Bill and Ted reference?
This is totally a Bill and
this
Ted
is definitely,
reference.
I might have a mild Oedipus complex, but. Hey, that's, I'm just quoting the movie.
Yeah, it is. So it is a total Bill and Ted reference.
That's fucking hilarious.
So now there is joint custody. Do not be surprised if you see Spider-Man in the new Venom film, which is now floating around.
I was going to say that I think that's going to be the deal because they haven't actually talked about what the deal they made is.
Nope.
Because the original deal fell through.
Yes.
So this is obviously something new.
This is something new and nobody's talking. Either side has not broken silence on this.
It's
Exactly. Yeah. Hey, no, you know what Tom Holland said? He's like, it's fucking good to be back. It's like, buddy, you know you didn't go anywhere.
He knew
from day one, because I guarantee you this was like all a hype machine.
Yeah.
That's the conspiracy theorist in me coming out. It's a hype machine. That's all it is, man. That's all they care about. The deal was always on.
The deal was already on.
Disney, I would be like, no, man, it's conspiracy.
Nah, it's Disney.
It's like, fuck, man.
It's Disney. They don't care.
You're underselling this.
Uber conspiracy.
They rigged the presidency while they're at it.
Disney rigged the presidency.
And if you listen
you know
to
what?
Fox, it was Jesus and Moses that rigged it. Anyway,
oh, no.
Sorry. Actually, that's another quote. Ooh, from
I was
going to
say, can we do
Netflix.
A different podcast?
Yes.
Welcome back to the Conspiracy Theories Podcast.
So this
let's do that next.
I was going
to no
say, you know
surprise
what?
At this table.
I have an idea.
No one is surprised on
no.
the table by this.
Aaron's like, I have a spinoff channel I want to promote on the website.
Conspiracies and pizza?
Conspiracies, pizza, and booze. Oh
fuck,
my.
Man, that's our YouTube channel.
Hey.
Also, in something strange that I was like,
was it
really? It was in your neighborhood.
Oh.
The original Jurassic Park cast is returning for Jurassic World 3.
You know, the only one that's surprising is Sam Neill. Because, like, Jeff Goldblum will do anything for a quick buck because he fucking loves doing movies.
What this makes me think of is that Verizon, like, upped their data charges without telling them.
Oh,
like, that's what I'm thinking. It's like, oh, yeah, we're going to go do the... It's like, why? Oh.
By the way, you guys were all in contracts for another movie and you didn't know about it.
Like, well, you had a surprise bill, didn't you?
Yeah.
Well, and you got Laura Dern, who basically kind of snubbed... everything. She made like a brief cameo in three, wasn't it?
Yeah, no. Yeah, she did. Yeah, because she's like, I have a family now.
Yeah.
And she's like on the phone with Sam Neill's character.
Yeah.
Like, Dr. Grant.
So, like,
Dr. Alan Grant.
A brief cameo.
And she wanted nothing to do with it.
None.
She's like, I'm going to stay at home. And then, like, at the very end, she calls him. Like, she's the one who calls in the army, apparently, is like, that's her role.
She's the whistleblower.
Yeah. So, but, you know, after Star Wars Last Jedi, you know.
Dude, she went out like a champ,
She's looking for work. Because that was going to be her
new trilogy, and she fucked that up. I'm excited to see Sam Neill. Sam Neill come back. I actually have missed him from the Jurassic Park series.
I liked him as Merlin.
Oh yeah,
I forgot he's Merlin.
Yeah. Well, he's Merlin in the
TV
show.
His rendition of Merlin on the Sci-Fi Channel.
Yeah,
him and Martin Short going back and
forth.
Good, so good.
Martin Short's in that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my god,
it's on Netflix. I think still.
I gotta rewatch this.
Yeah, Martin Short
was
in it
for a while,
which I think is one of the masked singers.
Yeah, I think we're all
he's
in
Skeleton.
Agreement. We're all in agreement that that's who Skeleton is.
Okay, I'm going to have to watch and
Skeleton
find out.
Is Martin Short.
It's either Martin Short or Dana Carvey.
Ooh.
And I was on
Dana Carvey's a weird one though.
He is.
Well, you didn't
but
see
he
Skeleton.
Doesn't see, he doesn't
you didn't,
sing
you didn't
like
see the weird
that.
Things that he was
okay.
doing.
All right.
So, I was totally like, no, man, that's Dana Carvey. That's Dana Carvey. That's Dana Carvey. And then they did the sing-off, the face-off, and I was like, that's Martin Short.
Yes. It's totally Martin Short.
We'll see.
And as soon as I saw how he did like the he did this weird gesture with his hands.
It's exactly like what he did in the Santa Claus 3.
Yeah. And I'm like, that's Martin Short. I right away immediately tweeted that out. I'm like, Martin Short.
There's Martin
Short. The skeleton is Martin Short. But I'm excited to see Sam Neill return to this role. But I also think it's kind of sad that they've basically said Chris Pratt and it's Jessica Chastain?
Bryce Dallas Howard.
The chick?
Yeah.
Yeah. That they basically said, you guys can't carry this franchise. You guys suck.
Bryce Dallas Howard?
I don't think that's her name. They're not really interesting. I mean, they're trying to build up these characters, and I feel bad because we want to see Chris Pratt succeed.
No, we love Chris Pratt, but not in Jurassic Park.
It is Bryce Dallas Howard.
Okay, you're right. Spot on.
I like something that doesn't exist.
I'm not crazy.
The second one
is okay.
You saw, like, as soon as he started doing Jurassic Park, you saw his performance in Guardians start to go down.
Yeah, because he was focused on other stuff. And
I don't think he's good at dual tasking.
No.
Well, he's like, barely in Endgame.
Yes.
Yeah. I think it was because of Jurassic World that he's barely in Endgame.
And it's just such he's such a throwaway.
Well,
it's like, dude.
The other problem was the Endgame was during all the James Gunn bullshit, and so they didn't have James Gunn kind of... I think giving him some kind of direction, because I think that's part of why he's good in that movie.
I think so.
I'm just going to Ron Swanson his ass, like, don't half-ass two things. Whole ass.
One thing.
Whole ass Guardians, bitch.
That's what we care about. I want to say he's probably going to come back. I don't think Bryce Dallas Howard's going to come back.
No.
I think she's done. After the last one, she was kind of like, yeah, I think I'm going to move on to other stuff. And everybody's like,
oh, if Chris Pratt's marriage is any indicator, he is bad at decisions.
Come on. He's married. Into royalty, Schwarzenegger's daughter.
He left. I don't ask me to get names. I don't pretend to get names.
Oh my god! Did
burger, burger, burger.
You want to scrape some of the pizza that you just put on your mic as you just tried to say that?
Oh god!
Did you lick the mic?
ASMR much?
Yes. Today we're going to be sampling the pizza,
and the crust has a very nice crunch to it. Yes.
Hang on, I need a piece of pizza.
Are you talking about Anna from
Anna Faris?
There you go.
Anna Faris,
too many Annas.
Too many Annas.
Is a delightful human
Anna
being.
Anna Kendrick Lamar.
No, Anna Faris is great, and I love her on
He
Mom.
Had no business leaving her.
That upset me, but it's too funny.
He's making all kinds of bad decisions, ending his marriage, being in Jurassic World.
Dude, I can hear the lips smacking. <right
here>. Yeah, that's kind of annoying.
This is going to be one of those podcasts.
Yes, it is. I think you got some of the grease.
Oh, no, I did. I'm so sorry.
Now you're,
and you want a new mic.
That's your mic, bitch. Oh! Oh, side boob.
Oh, yeah.
It was under boob, actually.
It was under boob.
He has more than what you're I have welcome. To offer.
Well, I'm done eating.
Yeah. Oh, it's not that bad.
It's
how
like pepperoni
you?
Smuggling.
Oh, so. Rude. The, with the Jurassic World franchise. I'm just trying to get right back onto it.
You're trying so hard.
I am. They're saying June 11th, 2021. God bless America. 2021. I, you know what? I just want to have a solid Jurassic story.
Did
we
you
had
watch,
one. It was 1993.
We did. Did you watch the short story thing, though, that they released?
No.
It's there. They
it
released
the
this little short film. Thing,
you're right?
And it's this family that's camping, and dinosaurs show up.
See,
and it's fucking scary.
That's what.
And
I
I'm
want.
Like, this is perfect. It's a good tone.
And now that's why I don't go camping.
Yeah, I was gonna say it's a good tone.
Bears
it's really
nothing.
Scary because they're like the park ranger said, like if the dinosaurs come by, just leave them alone. They'll eventually go away. And I'm like, holy shit!
Who tells no? They
the
don't
park
go away.
Ranger has to tell you this.
Oh
like,
my god!
Is that how? Is
wait,
has it become that big of a problem?
Like dinosaurs were already known. Like I thought it was like they people were out camping and they didn't know the Jurassic World had fallen.
That's the whole thing. Is like people knew that dinosaurs have been released just into the world,
and they still camp.
Yeah,
yeah.
And then they show like at the very end they show like old. Like YouTube videos and stuff like that, but they put the dinosaurs in.
Oh, how Blair Witch.
Yeah. So it's like they have like the one video where like the shark is jumping out of the water, but then like the giant dinosaur comes out and catches it.
Sweet.
So it's perfect. It's good tone, and I'm like, this is what you guys are gonna do with another movie.
That's more of like
this
out
is what
of the
I
books.
Want. Yeah.
That's more out of the books.
Yeah. Where it's scary.
Yes.
It's not just like the first Jurassic Park is terrifying.
Yes.
Because you're locked in this theme park with dinosaurs.
Pucker your butts.
Yeah.
And the power
tell me
is
what
out.
To do.
Yeah.
Like everyone knows that when the power goes out, you're like, I don't
that's
know
it.
What to do with myself.
Things are bad.
And yep. then if things start to go wrong and the power is out, you're like, I don't know how to solve this problem without modern technology. And then add dinosaurs.
Yeah.
That's the formula.
That's why
that was camping, that was my like, that perfect. Was Michael Crichton's pitch. He goes, so you know how scary it is when the power goes out.
Add dinosaurs.
Now let's add dinosaurs. What? What yeah. the fuck do I do? Do I hide? Yeah. Do I like, you know, go into a high area? I don't know
do
what to
run?
Do.
Do we run? Do we stand still?
As long
no,
as they don't figure
run,
out doors,
it'll just
man.
Chase you
do
down.
I, do
their,
I punch it
their
in the
vision
mouth?
Vision is based on movement. It's like, oh shit.
It just makes you a tastier treat.
Yeah.
So do I punch in the mouth? Like what do I do?
Yeah, I'll send everybody that video so you guys can watch it.
Yeah, that's what you have to do with sharks.
And then somebody can post it on the page.
Yes.
I mean, I just, but that's what you do with sharks. You punch them in the snoot.
I'm just disappointed yeah. that, like... Just
boop the snoot.
You know, the old version of the T-Rex is what we're used to. But, you know, modern paleontologists are, you know, decided that, you know, the T-Rex is more related to the modern chicken.
Yep.
And I just...
you know,
and
there's
I just
nothing
really,
threatening about a chicken.
And yeah. I just really want to see a T-Rex with wings.
Feathery.
I would disagree. When you kill a chicken in Legend of Zelda
dude,
and it comes after you,
scary.
They're fucking terrifying.
Yeah, that's why I threw them in the water. I was like, screw you. I just threw them in the lake.
Not if all of them would come at you.
I was
going like,
to say,
fuck,
in
dude,
Link
that's
to
terrifying.
The Past, they all fly at you.
Yeah.
And there's nothing you can do.
Yeah, it's horrifying.
I just want to know what
chickens
they taste like with
the wild turkeys that came. That we So we were.
It's more
we
like
were,
a big turkey.
We were in New Mexico, and then we were on the ranch up in the mountains of New Mexico, and one morning we're sitting at the breakfast table, and Rick and I were staying in the studio, which has a screen door that you leave open to air out, and he was still in bed when I got up and came to the main house. So we're in the main house looking out the window, and these wild turkeys are just getting really close, so I'm sitting here going, did I close the door?
Shit! Just like the waking Rick up. Oh, yeah. Honey, you look weird with no makeup.
imagine that, both dinosaurs. It's fantastic.
And this is how Rick died.
Well, and that's the thing is, like, it's perfect, and that's how I want the movie to be. I want the movie to be normal people.
What are you talking about?
Dealing with dinosaurs.
It was
like in everyday life.
Yes,
it was his dream come true. He got to wake up with a shot of wild turkey.
Ooh.
Hey. Waka waka.
You're welcome.
Alcohol's not good for you.
Greg. I punch it in the snoot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I probably punch it in the snoot.
Right in the beak. I'm upset. Right in the beak. Just boop.
For a raptor?
How many turkeys have
the turkeys?
Turkeys. Oh, I was thinking of still dinosaurs. Sorry.
Oh, no.
Turkeys are dinosaurs?
Yes.
Oh.
But I meant like actual like reptilian kind of snoots.
Yeah, you still pop them.
Yeah. Have you never seen a turkey? Snoot.
Turkeys are
snoots. They're reptilian snoots?
Yeah, man. Kinda.
They're evolved out of the Velociraptor.
It's a big turkey.
No, I don't think so.
They're not.
But they are.
No, there's just that one line in the first movie.
ugly.
You know what upsets me about Jurassic World?
Go on.
Is that
human cloning? Yeah,
Jeff
weird.
Goldblum.
The fact that like she's running in heels, which is really impossible because you're going to snap your fucking ankles.
Why would you be in heels when there's dirt out there? You'd be wearing a wedge.
Because you want to look stylish.
You'd be wearing a wedge.
I think it was the part where like she was holding the flare and she was being shot.
She's running away from the T-Rex.
And she's wearing heels and you're like, take those off, girl. You're going to snap your fucking ankles.
What upsets you the most?
That upset me.
I was going to say that the dinosaurs are CGI and they're no longer animatronic.
Oh,
I missed the physical interaction.
They had one animatronic, and that was in the second Jurassic World, and it's when they're in the cage with the T-Rex.
Right.
That's shark a big, still looks fake.
Yeah. Mm. That's the big animatronic is in the fucking cage with them. Because that's actually like a real dinosaur head. That's the only one.
But it's edited by CGI to look more quote-unquote real.
Yeah, it was played by Benedict Cumberbatch, and he's just crawling
And he's just crawling
Oh, my God!
Smog? Smog, is it you?
Bunsy Burner Cucumber Patch? Who are you?
Bumblebee Cucumber? Where are you?
Who's the other one?
Bunsy Swivel Cumberbuns.
Andy Wild.
Jesus Christ.
Who's the other one who does that? Gollum.
Andy Serkis.
Yeah.
Andy Serkis.
Yeah, that was really hard to say.
Yeah.
That was especially very. I couldn't understand it. I heard pizza. Andy, but I couldn't.
Somebody got it.
Like, oh, Andy Serkis got it. Andy Serkis.
Yeah. He always gets cast in those like things where you don't really see his face. But
that's not true.
Man,
in Black Panther, you see him.
So talented as an actor.
Why does that make me think of Doug Jones? Because, I mean,
he's always under prosthetics.
Yeah. Oh, Doug Jones, he's
still a master, though.
He's amazing.
Oh, yeah.
But
Doug Jones is great.
I did rewatch Hocus Pocus.
No, when Andy Serkis, when you just let him talk, like, his normal voice, you're just like,
Well, when you see him
as Claw in Black Panther is good.
Great.
He's funny. He's intimidating.
He's so intimidating.
Yeah, he's a good good bad guy.
Yeah. He's so much fun to watch. Oh yeah.
And you know what? He is kind of one of the whole reasons that I watched Planet of the Apes. That whole film series.
Is that him?
Yeah, he's Caesar. Yeah, he's
you still
Caesar.
Can't get me to watch that bullshit. No,
the first one's really good. The second one's okay. The third one's garbage.
Yeah, it just
as
plummets.
With the Jaws movies.
Yeah.
You know what?
The first one's amazing. The second one's okay.
Still looks fake.
I remember the original Planet of the Apes with Charlton Heston, and I can't get that taste out of my mouth. I'm not watching it anymore. I don't care if they're better. I don't care.
You didn't like the Mark Wahlberg version?
Does it taste hairy?
It tastes like the NRA. I don't know.
Like, it's there. You're not that intimidated, but...
Did you see that reference? Ha-ha. Uh-huh. Yeah. It was a drive-by. I know. You almost missed it.
Oh, shots fired.
It was a run
shots
by...
fired. You almost missed it. That's
run,
right. That's
run
right.
By fruiting.
Schools better look out.
Oh, God. Soylent Green is people! All right. It's all my Charlton Heston references for the day.
That's good. I didn't know that they were doing this, and I'm glad that they are. G.I. Joe has actually got a prequel coming out called Snake Eyes.
Is he going to talk? Because if he says one line, I'm walking out. I don't care. It's the very beginning. Hello. No, we're done.
No.
We're done. He doesn't talk.
I don't think he will, but the whole premise, because I guess...
He's signing.
Well, the whole reason that Snake Eyes takes a vow of silence is because...
He signs.
He does. But the whole reason he takes his vow of silence is because of the death of his master in the comics.
Is this what the movie is going to be about?
I think it's more about him trying to join G.I. Joe and everything else. They've got Ursula Corbero, who is going to be playing the Baroness.
Ah.
So she is replacing Sienna Miller from the first G.I. Joe film.
I was
going to
say, didn't they already have somebody?
They did. So
let's all agree that first G.I. Joe movie never happened.
What G.I. Joe movie?
The second the second one's no better. At least Channing Tatum's in the first one.
No, if the first one didn't happen, then the second one didn't happen.
too late.
Too late.
They both happened.
G.I. Joe had movies?
Exactly. Tao and I are on the same, we've made the same pact of silence.
It's just so weird. The second one's weird too, but the first one, they're just like, oh, by the way, we have power armor. And you're like, why do you have power armor?
Yeah.
What movie am I watching? What's happening?
What?
Who's he stole the Empire State Building?
Is this Fallout?
No. What did they steal?
They disintegrated it.
Oh, that's right. The
Eiffel Tower.
Did they steal the plot from the Batman movie?
They might as well. They disintegrated it, I was like, oh, it's a shrink ray.
That movie.
It's Despicable Me.
They disintegrated it.
Despicable Me. That movie, the Batman movie, really disturbed how I perceived pixie sticks as a child. Because I was just like, I'm eating dehydrated people.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. From the Batman 70s?
Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
Shit. Yeah, the disintegration, right?
Where they just dehydrate them into powder.
Yeah. And then Robin sneezes and everybody goes everywhere.
Then you're just like, that's really morbid for this movie.
So good.
It's okay. They had shark repellent, so they made up for it.
So that was the first time. Watching that movie was the first time I ever heard the word battery. And I thought
what's a Turi?
I thought it was a play on the all the battery. Bat stuff, and it was like, the batteries are dead, and I was all like, that's not a real thing. So when my brother was talking about batteries, I thought he was fucking with me. I've given my opinion boisterously, and I've shared something intimate. There you go. Now you can use it against me.
So are we getting is this like a gritty reboot?
This is a
of
prequel.
A gritty movie?
It's a prequel.
Oh, so it's in mainline canon here.
It is in canon. Weird. So they're going to probably explain a little bit more on Snake Eyes. I don't know if Ray Park will be returning as Snake Eyes. And Bung Hoon Lee.
I forgot Ray Park was fucking
Storm
Snake
Shadow.
Eyes.
Yeah.
Wow.
I guess I love Ray Park. Ray Park is great.
He does good work.
He does. So,
especially when you can't see his face.
He's no Andy
Which is
Serkis.
Unfortunate.
Oh.
They're talking about a release date of October 16, 2020 for this film.
Ah,
so we will see. Weird. So far, G.I. Joe films have grossed a combined, this is both one and two, $678.2 million.
See, I think I've talked about it before on the podcast where I hate the second one. Because Channing Tatum is the biggest part of that poster, and he's in it for the first 10 minutes of the movie, and then he dies.
I love that he dies.
I hate that so much.
I think that's brilliant.
It's the same thing with the second Kingsman, where he's hyped up so goddamn much, and
he
ends up
in the freezer
10 minutes of the movie, and nothing else.
Right into the freezer.
Yeah.
In with the freezer with you.
Wait, he's a big actor, but I don't think he's that big to be like.
I wish I had known that, because I might have gone and seen it if I'd known he wasn't actually a big part of it.
He wasn't.
Not. He's barely in the movie.
Oh, wait. I lied, because it's Kingsman, and I take offense of that movie.
Ah, the first one's good.
I take serious offense to that franchise.
The the fact that he doesn't do shit, he just dies.
He just shows up. And he dies.
And he dies.
Hello, everybody.
Yeah,
goodbye,
it's
everybody.
The opening scene, and that's like what makes the leader like have like a moment of maybe I should quit G.I. Joe, and then he does, and then they come back.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Kingsman.
No, he doesn't die in Kingsman. He just goes into a freezer.
No, I like the idea of like, oh, he dies in the first 10 minutes, and maybe that's why I should quit Kingsman. And now I'm just crossing them in, and I like it better this way.
No, G.I. Joe, so it's so dumb.
Roadblock.
I want. In fact, now in my mind, he comes out of the freezer of Kingsman and starts talking about, man, I never should have left G.I. Joe.
You know what? That would have been a funny crossover.
That would have been funny.
Like you find out, it's like, well, you're part of that G.I. Joe thing, and you're like, oh, that's why he quote unquote. Died.
Yeah, he didn't die. It was just his cover story.
He's part of the what's the American Kingsman? I can't remember.
The
cowboy.
No,
bullshit.
It's the Kentuckyman.
The gentleman.
No,
it's stupid.
I thought it was Kentucky.
The countryman.
It has something to do with whiskey, and I don't remember.
Well, yeah, but it's like I'm gonna have to look it up.
Now you have to look it up.
Yeah.
It
should be the
but penguins. You know what? The whole fact that he motivates Roadblock to go into battle and fight. You get Bruce Willis, which is hilarious. Bruce Willis is great in that
Bruce
film.
Bruce Willis is such a punchline these days.
No, he's kind of fallen into the
punchline.
The hype of Arnold Schwarzenegger.
The
statesman.
The statesman.
Statesman.
Punch.
See, I you know, and that's the thing is like the G.I. Joe movies are, the first one is at least over the top and campy to like a point. Like it's still this good action movie, but it's still like
I'm pissed that they
a little
left.
Ridiculous.
Yeah,
but
Destro was okay. He was It was Christopher Eccleston. Yes. And all I could see was Doctor Who just really pissed off.
Well, and that's how I felt about the second Thor movie, where I'm just like, why is the Doctor killing people? Like, I don't understand.
Why does the Doctor have pointy ears? He plays the elf, the dark elf in Thor.
Yeah, he's the bad guy in Thor Dark World.
Yeah.
I don't think I've seen it.
You're not missing much.
It is really contradictory.
It is.
That's what really fucked with my brain.
Yeah. It's
for
weird.
Sure. I was
it's
just like, wait.
Real weird.
Well, and in other.
Protect, destroy universe? Hello?
Well, what? And even in like weirder Doctor Who news, David Tennant is technically going to be the villain in the new Doctor Strange film.
Is he?
Yeah, they're talking about him being like Nightmare.
Oh,
or
his hyperextending jaw thing will work great for
him.
It is also weird when seeing him as.
Mr. Purple?
Him and being a Death Eater in Harry Potter.
That oh, yeah.
Really, like,
yeah.
A trippy thing where
yeah.
I'm like,
yeah, because he won't stop licking himself and calling it acting.
I love
yeah,
that.
Yeah, he's just like, blah,
so
blah,
much
blah,
in that movie. That makes me laugh every time I see that movie, and I think that's why I liked him better.
It's like that serpent thing going on.
Like, I swear, because when you're watching it, when you're watching him do that character, it's like he as a person keeps forgetting that he had committed to do that, and then at the last, before they pan the camera away from him, he just gets it in. And it's just so unnatural.
It does look like a nervous twitch.
Yeah, but not in the way he was going for.
No, not
what
he meant.
I just keep thinking of the blah, blah, blah. Like that kind of thing. Sorry, it never escapes me. Every time I saw it, like when I was rewatching the Harry Potter movies with some of my friends, every time we watched him do that, we just kept going, blah, 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 blah.
She made her own drinking game.
Every time he licked his lips.
No, that and we kept fucking with whenever Dumbledore goes, did you put your name in the Goblet of Fire? Because it went from
calmly.
Yeah.
Calmly.
We would say calmly, Dumbledore, calmly to, did you put your name in the Goblet of Fire?
Did you put your name in the Goblet of Fire?
Yeah, I try to combine the oh my god, it's Robert Downey Jr. voice with the, did you put your name in the Goblet of Fire?
God, that was high.
I approve this message.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus.
But did you put your name in the Goblet of Fire?
But did you put your name in the Goblet of Fire? Calmly.
Huh?
Did you? This is my calm voice.
Well, yeah, Gambon comes just storming in. Just
Gambon?
Gambon is his last name, the actor.
It's like, what?
Richard.
He has a turn named after him.
He does have a turn named after him for Top Gear.
Yeah, back when Top Gear was.
Oh, yeah, he does.
He's the only one to ever roll a car
in
that turn. Yep. So they named it Gambon.
And that was right after the more recent Harry Potter movie had come out. He fucking rolled the car.
Yes.
And they're like, oh, no, he's a big-time actor. We fucked up.
So ever since
then,
they
call,
Gambon.
They named it something else. Yeah. And so it's weird to watch the older episodes where they call it a different, the crawling the corn or something else. I don't remember what they originally had.
Oh, it was another actor's name where they also fucked up.
Yeah.
Oh. It was somebody else who had driven off the side of
the
corner.
They're like, this is our new track. Oh, no.
Man, I miss old Top Gear.
That is pretty funny.
Although Grand Tour is
Tour is a decent replacement.
It's
a pretty good replacement.
Them going through Detroit was probably my favorite episode.
Oh, yes.
Because they actually go into like the old buildings and they drive through like old Detroit. Oh, weird tangent, but fucking Grand Tour is great.
Nerd!
Watch Grand Tour.
Wait, we like that. Never mind.
Also, with BBC News, they are going to be doing a new take on War of the Worlds, which is...
The trailer looks interesting.
The trailer looks great.
Look, here's the thing. War of the Worlds has never been a successful thing. When as soon as they try making it in a movie, it's failed.
I don't know. Tom Cruise did okay.
Oh, fuck that. I'm going to punch you in the cock for that.
You're saying that just for the controversy.
I am.
Because you know that's not
true. I did actually like that movie. It's not really that.
Even Tom Cruise fans, even people who think Tom Cruise is the second coming... I said coming.
You know what? We'll accept second coming. You just have to put the what is in front of
Benedict
Cumming Cumberbatch.
In Scientology, it's the coming. He's the second coming. And even they'll go like, no, that movie was a mistake.
I mean, it's hard to top H.G. Wells. It really is. And then when they did the radio drama and everyone was so...
Leave it alone!
Yes, flabbergasted.
Well, the only reason it's popular is because people thought it was real.
Yes!
That's actually a misnomer.
Is it?
Yeah. That's one of those urban legends that, like the Phantom of the Opera, where at the time it was one of those urban legends that got so out of hand, everyone was all like, "That's real.
Oh.
This place is really haunted."
Oh, so people didn't actually panic. It was probably one old lady going, "Aliens."
I did find
people
that
didn't actually panic, but the news reported that people were actually
panicking. Oh, it was one of those.
Because what happened is they got
like
lazy.
Storming Area 51.
No.
It's real.
It
happened.
Something got
shot.
We'll talk about that.
No, the Naruto one guy?
The news got lazy and actually made the report before the thing aired.
Oh.
That's what happened.
Oh, see? That'll do it.
Well, in Area 51 news, some dude...
There's no news!
Actually, someone did get shot.
One person.
A man from Florida who got there a little early jumped over the fence.
First of all, eight people showed up and only one person got shot. So this is
that's impressive.
Big,
I call that a win.
I think that's a win.
No, I call it a win because it's going to happen every year now and I want to go.
Yeah.
I'll report on it.
I read 200. Am I hallucinating?
No, actually, there were close to almost...
You
last
assume
body
that I
count
actually
that I
care?
Saw was like 500 people showed up.
Yeah.
They did do
that's
like...
That's still successful because, I mean, that's a lot of people.
They did a mock video of like people running.
Yeah.
Like, oh!
Yeah, and it made it look like a lot more people, and some of the photos that were posted online were fake.
Yeah.
Where they just took pictures from
festival.
It was like Wicker Man. Fucking Burning Man.
No, Wicker Man?
Wicker Man is that movie with Nicolas Cage.
It's the Wicker Man now.
It's the Wicker Man.
But a lot of people did show up. The photos from people where it was like, we're going to clap the alien cheeks. He was standing right in front of like the military, like, the army guard posted right out front, and I'm like, finally, it's happening.
Here we go.
Wait, but so the eight one guy got did shot, or one person?
One person got shot.
One person got shot.
I mean, it's a Florida man. I'm not really surprised.
Yeah, he was from Florida.
He trespassed.
What it was? What happened is they knew he was from Florida, and they were just trying to.
They sent a guard on the tower to go.
It was like that scene from The Good Place where like we're actually supposed to close the bank if anyone from Florida walks in.
That's fair. That's a fair statement.
I like that.
But I mean, for the most part, no one actually...
Take them down, boys.
Yeah, mostly everyone just kind of hung out outside of
it. I was just for the memes.
Yeah, it was for the memes.
I saw the picture of all the guys dressed as Naruto sitting on top of the Jeep. That was my favorite.
You know, mine still has to be clap at
this is basically the Woodstock of our generation.
I can dig it. You know what? If that happens again next year with more people, because people actually showed up.
Yeah,
because
Woodstock the sequel was such a success.
Yeah, the one with Limp Bizkit where people died.
Oh. Anything with Limp Bizkit.
Yeah, I was
going to
say,
idea.
God, what do you think their first mistake was?
Hiring a guy named Fred Durst.
The Red Hat.
Yeah. I think it was also the Hell's Angels thing. But.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot about that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Because that was like tradition from like whenever the first Woodstock happened, and they're like, well, we should do it again.
No.
Can I read some of my favorite Benedict Cumberbatch, like,
go on.
Coming in from left field, Tal.
That was like three topics ago. You know that,
I know,
right?
No, but Benadryl Cabbage Patch. Larry Gergich.
Larry Gergich.
Yeah, from Parks and Rec.
Yeah,
I never get his name right.
Larry Gergich.
Benadryl Harry Snatch. Bumblebee Pumpkin Patch. Benefit Dumbledore.
Slap Bon Willard.
Benedict Slumber Hatch.
Slap Bon Willard.
Bendy Straw Creamsicle.
Bendy Straw Creamsicle for the win!
I like that.
I think that one has to be my favorite so far.
Gold star to whoever anonymous internet person is.
Yes.
Bendy Straw.
Send us your names for Benedict Cumberbatch. And
hashtag Golden
Cumberbatch.
You mean Benadryl Bumblebee?
Yes.
Benadryl Bumblebee.
Bunsen burner cucumber patch.
Bumble bacon bugaboo.
Benadryl cucumber.
The War of the Worlds trailer has been released.
Nobody cares.
It is supposed to premiere sometime this fall of 2019 on the BBC.
Why do you your weird radio voice?
Because
it was a radio show back in the day.
Dun dun dun.
So is Hitchhiker's Guide, but nobody wants to revamp that. Oh, wait, yes,
they do.
Oh, yeah, they
They're
do.
They're crawling and all over each other to get a hold of that property.
They fuck it up every time.
In weird comic book news, the Three Jokers, which was kind of a weird Easter egg that ended up in one of the end of the Batman stories.
This sounds like a bad joke.
This
actually, Three Jokers walk into a movie theater.
Ooh, can't talk about that
No
anymore.
One leaves satisfied.
No. But they're oddly air conditioned.
Don't make the joke.
So, it's too soon. So the three Jokers
make the joke.
No,
your face is adorable. No.
So, is that
your pooping face? Don't answer. Yeah.
Yes.
So, if you've been paying attention on Twitter, Fabok, who was the artist that has been working on this, it's for the DC Dark label, which we showed Batman's wiener.
That's right. That's the same arc, isn't it?
It's the same arc.
Is it in the same universe that the Watchmen crossover thing is happening?
Well, Countdown, yes.
Okay, so it is in the same universe.
Doomsday Clock is still going, but there's some disconnect. So Jason Fabok has shared his recent image with the three Jokers, and at the end of Batman, they talked about
second coming in.
Bibbidi bobbidi boo. They talked about there being three different Jokers. Why Batman has been fighting the Joker, but it's been three different Jokers from different Earths.
That's right, because when he sat in the chair that gave him knowledge of the universe, he asked, what's the identity of the Joker? And it said there was three Jokers.
Boom.
That's right.
So that. This is basically...
We're all Negan.
Oh my God.
Oh wait, that's the comedian. I'm sorry. Sorry, I got my worlds crossed.
Technically they're crossed now.
They are. Fabok wrote on Twitter, Batman the Three Jokers is my love letter to you, the Batman fans. You deserve the best.
You are getting a Dear John from me, bitch. Oh, man.
Finally.
Don't love letter like that. That's not...
And I want to give you my best. Here's a sneak peek at a panel. I absolutely love drawing Batgirl. And the image, of course, shows Batman with Batgirl, who suffered extreme tortures at the hands of a Joker. We just
don't know which one.
And then, of course,
one voice by Mark Hamill.
We have Jason Todd, who also suffered at the hands of the Joker.
Golly!
So it's a question of which
this guy shouldn't have kids.
Which Joker we're dealing with?
I love that you say golly.
Golly,
golly, guys!
Golly, gee willikers!
Gee willikers, guys! Do you think we're gonna catch him?
Gee willikers, Batman!
Sounds like a bad
story. Calm down! Stop adopting children,
Aaron, who clearly is an alumni of Rivendell.
Oh my God! I fucking love Archie.
The problem is, after Geoff Johns left DC, it kind of left a vacuum as far as continuity and what the hell is supposed to happen. The Three Jokers is supposed to be released sometime this year, but they pushed back the date and we don't have one. There is 46 pages for this issue.
So it's going to be one big book. And yeah. They're just going to
under DC. So the thing is, we're probably looking at another Killing Joke, and where it fits into continuity is going to be left up to
the fans. It's kind of ambiguous kind of thing.
Yep.
Well, though Killing Joke at least made it mainstream eventually, where it's like, oh yeah, Barbara's
it happened.
Still paralyzed.
We just don't know
where. Well, she's back to being Batgirl, so obviously in the past or in the future.
Yeah.
We don't know.
Those are the options.
Or right
or
now.
Now is the past.
When did that happen? Just then.
Right now. This is now.
More
but when was then?
Rather.
Go back to then. No, we can't to then. We're already here in the now.
We just missed it.
Missed it. I love it.
Capcom releases gameplay footage of Project Resistance.
I regret nothing.
I just played Dead by Daylight.
Wait, what?
Which one? The new update?
Yeah, it's way better.
Yes.
Yeah, it's way better. Like, listen, I love Resident Evil. I think this is fine.
No!
But my whole thing is, you guys could have made a decent Resident Evil like sequel, and instead get...
You had so many options.
4v1 multiplayer again. Like, this is a trend I don't like with game developers, where they see one thing that's popular, like Dead by Daylight or Friday the 13th game.
No, not even Friday the 13th flopped because of the fucking...
copyright
issue. Yeah.
So, like, that whole thing is like... Guys,
even the high school one, I can't remember what it is. It's where like there's high school kids stuck in a school and then they're being chased by killers.
That's another one.
That one flopped as well.
Yeah,
what ends up happening is this is true with movies and publishers of all media, where they see a trend and they misinterpret why it's successful.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And
it happens way too often.
They latch onto the wrong detail.
Mm-hmm. It's like that. It's exactly like
you,
that.
You might as well just play DVD. Yeah. Like, just play some Dead by Daylight. You will enjoy this a whole lot
that
better.
That game's fantastic because it's got a wide variety of monsters. Mm-hmm. Because also, it's got a wide variety of other characters you can play as.
It's simple. Usually, like, each killer comes out with a survivor. There have been times where there's only, like, one... There's a single killer and no survivor, and then a survivor with no killer. Yeah. But, like, they at least have their own creatures with all different backstories, and then even licensed killers as well.
So,
you get the best of both worlds.
Yeah, you've got the mass killer from Scream. You've got Freddy Krueger. You've got...
Jason.
No, Jason's not in it because remember of copyright.
Friday 13th. Oh,
that's right. Yeah, they got Freddy as though.
They got Leatherface. They got the Demogorgon, so...
Let me try to... I love
the original there's so many Chainsaw Massacre.
Yeah.
Leatherface,
but you
absolutely.
Included Michael as well, right?
Yeah.
Chainsaw.
Michael Myers. That's Michael right. Myers.
But I was like, wait, what are you talking about? I'm like, I'm talking about Michael Myers.
Yeah. The Chainsaw, Michael. The original 1970 movie, Texas Chainsaw Massacre, is in my top 10 movies of all times. And you know that I don't do horror.
I hate him so much as a killer in that game because the thing is that when he could charge up his chainsaw and whatever he hits is immediately downed.
Oh yeah,
and
that's really frustrating.
To be fair, that's very realistic.
That is very realistic. It is a chainsaw.
You get hit with a chainsaw and you're down.
No, there was a time where I was screaming. I actually have a stream clip of this where I was. I got pulled off the hook and we were running away from a Leatherface and there's a pallet that you can drop to, like, if you drop it right in front of the killer, then it stuns them. The person who was in front of me, I thought she was smart enough to, like, not drop it in my face. Mm-mm. She dropped it in my face and I end up going down. And
oh no.
All you can hear me say is, "Marissa, you bitch!"
Well, her name's Marissa.
Yeah. Marissa!
I don't think that's her real name. I think that's like Madison.
Get it together,
Marissa and Madison, man.
Damn it, Janet.
Oh my God.
But like, that's the thing, is there's variety.
Yeah.
You're not just, you don't have just one killer. And I think that's going to be the problem with this. It's just Mr. X from Resident Evil 2.
Yeah, and then also there's also different perks. I think that's also a reason why, like, Friday the 13th, where I feel like Friday the 13th is kind of a flop, is because it's the same thing. I mean, granted, Dead by Daylight is the same thing over and over again. But then it's like who am I going against?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, also Saw. But, Saw, the pig from
oh,
Saw.
Oh, that's right,
is pig
face from Saw.
But when you're dealing with...
Amanda Young.
But see, even with Friday the 13th, you do get different masks. You also get different Jasons, depending upon who
Yeah, but then the same the abilities
what.
Are the same thing.
No,
and that's the thing.
They aren't?
The abilities for different Jasons are different.
Yes.
But the abilities for different campers are the same, which I don't like.
That
was the thing. Is at least with the different, like, survivors from Dead by Daylight,
you can get teachables.
Yeah, there's varieties. So you actually have, like, oh, you have one character that has, like, all these perks, but then you can have the same character with different perks.
Yeah, as long as, like, it's like when you hit certain thresholds, like, you can unlock their teachable perks, which will, like, their perks will appear on a different like survivors blood
so
web.
There's different levels with Jason, because Jason, as you progress, you can unlock different Jasons,
right,
and each Jason has a different skill set.
You might be a teenage girl having sex in by the lake of his camp, or
in space.
You could be a teenage girl. There's different.
You know what? Yeah. I am pissed that they didn't do Jason in space.
Yeah, Jason X is the only one they didn't include.
I'm
because
pissed.
Apparently the rights to him were different.
Yeah,
because it was a different company that made Jason X.
I see.
I would still be happy with Jason versus Freddy, because we didn't get that either.
No, and that's the one problem with Dead by Daylight.
Remember,
they wanted Jason.
Remember the year of Versus movies
was coming out. Yeah. Oh yeah,
the year of Versus.
Yeah, we got Alien versus Predator, Freddy versus Jason in like the same year.
Yeah.
Couldn't they get the copyright?
There was
now
another one.
How it's still like
there was
up in
there
the
was
air.
Three.
They could, but I think the whole problem is that nobody knows who owns the rights to Jason.
Oh,
because
Friday the 13th
is actually Halloween Wars. Nobody
they couldn't actually they can't update the game. You can still play it, but they can't update it or add
whole,
anything.
The whole issue, I was reading up on it because I was bored and have nothing better to do. The whole issue
Nerd!
Is with the first Friday the 13th, the guy who made that thinks he owns the rights to Jason. He doesn't, because he didn't create Jason.
No.
Uh-huh.
He created the idea of Jason, but the actual big,
character
hulking, machete-wielding Jason wasn't until part 3.
Yep.
Oh.
And even the guy who put the hockey mask on him thinks he owns Jason. So there's three different people
who think
they created Jason and think they own the copyright to Jason. But, like, the movie company, I think it's Paramount or Universal.
I think
it's
under Universal.
Yeah, so it's, like, that company is like, no, we own Jason. And they're all like, no. So there's like four different people who are like, we own Jason. No.
Yeah, maybe that's why they kind of like avoided that, yeah, like the plague, because so they're just like,
Friday the 13th, the game got the rights from Universal, mm-hmm, but the creator of Friday the 13th said, no, I own those rights. And then the Jason guy said, no, I own those rights. And then Hockey Mask guy also chimed in and was like, wait.
I like all the people
that's
for
Kane Hodder.
Yeah.
Kane Hodder stepped in, and he's, yeah, he is a massive human, and you do not want to fuck with that, yeah, guy.
See, it's funny because like, even like with Michael Myers or something like that, like they just like, they were like, okay, whatever. Yeah. That's all it was. I was like, oh,
well,
you,
same
want,
with Freddy,
you want the rights to Michael Myers? All right, cool.
There, well, because Freddy Krueger, it's owned by the estate, mm-hmm, of fucking what's his name?
I don't know.
Is it Wes Anderson?
Never forget, mm-hmm, what's his name.
I do. It is kind of shitty, fuck, though.
Whoever created Freddy Krueger, his estate owns Freddy, and they're just like, yeah, do whatever. Who cares?
Yeah. It is kind of shitty, though. Well, because the thing is that they don't have very many, like, cosmetics. Like, so all of the killers that were are part of the, like, DVD, so, like, the Plague, the Huntress, mm-hmm, the Hag.
The Clown.
The Clown. Fuck. I want to be
so
the Clown!
Oh. I'm not useless.
God, can you not scream that into my ear?
The Clown.
I could.
Oh.
But what would be the fun in that?
Clown.
Yeah,
I want to be the Clown!
The Clown does actually collect fingers. He collects his favorite finger.
I hate it.
Is that the wedding ring finger?
No, it's the pinky.
It's whatever finger. No, he will find his favorite finger and then cut it off.
I don't know.
His, because so every killer has a, like, this, this add-on called Memento Mori.
Right.
So there's different versions of it where you can kill one, two, or all of them. So use the Clown, then he stomps out in your head, then he takes your hand, cuts off your finger, sucks on it, and then just like puts in his pocket.
Yes.
Damn. Ooh, finger, yeah, food.
So technically, I enjoy watching all of their Memento Moris because they're
like
all
biscuits.
Fucked up.
the Demogorgons one is the lamest one, though, where he bites the head.
I do need to see his. I have yet to see his. I did see Michael Myers is like pretty iconic because it's the one where like he holds them by the neck and then starts shanking them.
Oh,
yeah. Freddy does a really similar thing where he just puts his whole hand through them.
It's kind of boring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So is the Demogorgons because he just bites their head. And
yeah,
just,
I mean, some, I like, some of them are cool.
Don't judge my hobbies.
I was hoping Michael Myers like, just like put someone up on a hook because he did that all of the time.
Well, you know,
like
that's part of the game.
That's part of the
game. That's part of the game, yeah, where you get off. But there's one where he walks into the kitchen.
He just picks
that dude up and just puts.
That's
just,
my favorite.
Yeah.
And he just sits
there and does the head to the side. Like,
I remember
he looks
that.
Just looking at art.
That's the original. That's good.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorites.
But at least with them, and you can all, like, the killers also have shareable perks as well, as long as it's teachable.
Mm-hmm. And there's like different that you can do different things.
Yeah,
fucking
so
Resident Evil's not gonna
what are we talking about?
We were talking about Resident
also,
Evil.
Also, like playing Resident Evil 2, Mr. X. I keep wanting to say X, gonna give it to you because I listened to that for like 30 to 45 minutes running away from this bitch.
I have that mod on PC where that's
it was,
all the plays.
That's what I was streaming for. I'm like, I guess I'm being chased by him now. I guess I'm gonna throw the music on. I was listening to it for about 40 minutes. I'm like, I'm so sick of the song. But he walks slower than you run.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Whereas like the killers, like after like a while when it comes to like the chase and stuff like that, they will eventually catch up to you.
Yeah.
So you have to like
you,
have
you
to,
get tired.
Well, no, you have to loop the killer is the thing. Even if you run, even if you run, it still he'll still catch up to you. The thing is that you have to loop the killer through pallets or like through windows, jumping off of hills, all that stuff.
I wouldn't live.
So real quick, since you weren't here last week,
go on.
I was like a former Ring 7.
Because you're a drunkle.
Yeah, I was gonna say I was.
Congratulations,
holding my niece. Yeah,
you were holding yours. Borderlands 3 or Gears 5.
I haven't played Borderlands 3.
Okay.
But I've heard it's got a lot of bugs. I mean, so did Gears 5. I like the story of Gears better because it's been ongoing for a lot longer. But I think Borderlands 3 is a lot more fun.
Okay.
Yeah. I got
to play like 5 minutes of it.
Okay.
I do want to play Borderlands 3, but I am a little bit sad that it doesn't have Anthony Birch as the writer because he was the one who wrote
it. It's an obvious miss, and you can feel it in the story.
Well, and the same goes for they replaced the guy who played Claptrap.
They replaced him? You can't replace Claptrap.
So there's a whole lot of controversy because Gearbox is the head guy at Gearbox is kind of a dickhead.
Did you say those peaches?
No, those
yes,
bitches.
Peaches.
Those peaches.
Those peaches. Sorry, I'm going to be PG-13.
Peaches for me.
Is there more beer?
Yes.
Okay, great.
There's beer.
I'm going to be PG-13. Those peaches.
Those peaches.
What the fork, man?
But I've heard Gearbox has had a lot of problems, and Borderlands 3 has had a lot of problems. Problems that I didn't hear about Gears 5, so.
The only issue that I've had with Gears 5 is in Horde, and it's the ammo.
Fuck that. There's nothing.
So much issues with that.
Yeah, because you'll run out of ammo, and you're like, okay, what do I do? Because they don't drop weapons as often.
They don't.
Wait, is Tiny Tina still voiced by Ashley Burke?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, at least they kept her because
most of the actors came back. It was just... Yeah.
The writing is kaput.
The whole thing with Claptrap was that guy was a producer for the game or a director or something,
uh-huh.
and he disagreed with some of the goings-on. Gearbox had this whole thing where some girls were talked to at a Christmas party inappropriately and all this other shit, and that's a whole thing.
The Me Too bomb dropped on
him. It's a whole lot of allegedly and I say and Me Too.
I keep thinking of Dan, Squirrely Dan from Letterkenny, where it's
allegedly.
Like, he fucked an ostrich. Allegedly.
Ginger and Boots. It's a two-man job. Listen, that's not the point.
It was a sick ostrich.
Gears 5 for me right now.
Okay. I'm with you on that.
I can't say for either because I haven't played either. But I did like Gears everyone five. Seems to enjoy Borderlands 3. Yeah. I heard that Pro ZD is also in it, and I really
that guy. He's one of the main characters.
Yeah, I love that guy. So like I kind of want to.
He's what's the robot? The big robot
Flack or something?
Yeah, Flack.
Flack.
Yeah. It's like I would love to see. Like I'm glad that he's getting a role as like a voice actor as well because his voice is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I mean, I do kind of want to like. Play Borderlands to see what like what mm-hmm. the shindig is, considering how like if you don't have Anthony Birch's hand in it, considering how Borderlands 2 was extremely successful compared to like 1.
It's fairly hit or miss for people.
Yeah,
with the
comedy. It's just kind of
it's a miss on me. I'm more and I gave it a good try. It's just
we'll call it a try. It's just not as good as 2.
Yeah.
Or even pre-sequel. I liked pre-sequel.
Well,
I didn't really like pre-sequel as much
Handsome
as I did
Jack.
With 2.
But you could play as Claptrap.
Yeah, but also, but the DLCs of Borderlands 2 was way better.
What are you doing over
like,
there?
Yeah, remember Tiny Tina's Assault and Dragon's Keep?
Yeah, that's the
you know,
best
you get to see
DLC.
Butt Stallion.
You get to go inside the mind
you
of Claptrap.
You feed him Iridium, and he poops out guns.
And on that bombshell,
sir, we're done.
And on that bombshell, we
Butt
shall
Stallion.
Say goodbye. We will have some upcoming episodes of our favorite horror films, in addition to cosplay versus costume.
Wow, you're weird.
So thanks. Just,
he's just, doing his radio voice.
Oh my God!
Ladies and
wrap
gentlemen,
it up.
Please goodbye,
Butt Stallion.
Bitches.